Hi, everyone. Welcome to Soul Talk. I'm Patty Malik, and I'm your host today. And today we have with us Carol Kepler. Carol is a master energy intuitive, and she's the founder of Alt Water Systems. And we're going to be talking about our beingness state, the different states that we are in. Some of us are here on assignment. We're going to be talking about all of the different facets of that. Carol's got a lot to tell us about that. We're going to be talking about Zohars, what they are. And Carol's also going to be doing some energy intuitive assessments. So these are fascinating. She did one with me, and they're really fascinating. So if you would like a mini assessment with Carol, you can hit *2 on the phone to raise your hand. And if you're on the webcast, I'm going to have to ask Carol if she can do from the webcast questions that are typed in. But she will be taking your questions as well. So if you have a question for her as we're going along, you can type that into the webcast. But let me tell you a little bit about Carol. As I said, she's the founder of the Alt Waters system. When Carol was diagnosed in 1983 at the age of 50 with a serious health condition, she chose to follow an alternative path to wellness. During her healing process, Carol discovered that she was able to intuit what others needed to support their health and well-being. The first program she designed combined diet with herbs and multiple supplements, and over time she began to identify the body's health potential in terms of frequencies, or subtle energy units, a more scientific way of looking at the process of cellular repair. This led us to the investigation of new technologies and the discovery of a method for transferring the frequencies of Carol's innate knowledge into water. Finally, there was an easy, inexpensive way for people to increase their cellular vibrational capacity to the levels needed for radical wellness. The result was the creation of subtle energy formulas for deep cellular cleansing, which is the Alt Water system. Those who use the Alt Water products report an amazing increase in health and wholeness, not to mention a noticeable reversal of the aging process, and all because of the cleansing of the body at the cellular level. And Carol has said that it's her intention to heal the planet with water. I love that. Welcome, Carol. Welcome to Soul Talk.
Thank you. You certainly gave us a lot of information and renewed my information. Some of it I had forgotten in the daily goings on that happen to us, to those of us who are in business. So thank you for all of that good words.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you for the work you're doing. You know, you're just an amazing woman. We spent a lot of time on the phone a while back, and I was amazed at the work you're doing and how much you are contributing to service, of this lifetime. So thank you for that, Carol. Can you tell us a little more about how you created the Alt Water system, and really what that's all about?
Actually, we didn't create it. We were told that these formulas, they're water based, so they're non toxic. They're much like homeopathy, except instead of being in pill form, they're in water, and you need water. But the body is, 85 to 95% water? And so you need water in order for your cells to amp hydroelectric energy so that they can repair and regenerate. And so because it's in water as the carrier instead of a little pill, people do get enough water, and that is one of the prime reasons that they get well on this program and not on other programs as easily. So going back to how this all happened, I have to tell you that I didn't do it. My background is education. I'm a teacher. We had our own private schools for a lot of years. And when we stopped doing that, I had already been interested in health for a long time. I was brought up healthy. actually, we were so poor that we couldn't afford doctors. Is that not great? So
wow.
I've never had an antibiotic. I've never had any pills or medications. In fact, I've never been in the hospital except to have my four babies. And so it really set me up in a good place to take on this project. And the project being that we were told that these formulas were in Atlantis, and when Atlantis went down, so did the formulas, and that we were told that there were seven people who were in line to bring them back because the planet needs them now. We've been using medicine. Well, we started out using the herbs and water and natural thing, and then all of a sudden it became medicinals, which are chemicals. They're chemicals. And when we're putting chemicals in this beautiful body that we have, it would be like someone with a car putting into the gas tank, the radiator, and the battery carrot juice. It wouldn't work. And the chemicals don't really work in our body. All they do is mask symptoms. They mask the symptoms. What we do with these formulas is we get to the root cause. And how did they come through? Sometimes bad things happen to people. And if you're a sensitive, and we're going to be talking about that today, if you're a sensitive, we see bad things as a root to getting to something better, to something good. There must be a lesson in this thing that just happened to us. You are a sensitive. Isn't that how you feel about things that happen to you?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I thought so. You being a sensitive, you would have to be like that. So I was diagnosed with cancer of the uterus. That was my big illness, and what a shock when I never drank or smoked or did drugs or all of the things that people do today or live in this toxic world. I'm 82 now, live in a toxic world as we live in now. And I told the doctor that I was going to use juicing and herbs. And my mother had used herbs and juicing and food to keep us well over the years. And so I found also at the same time the herbs, and I did herbs for myself, juice fasting, and I got well. The tumors that were on my uterus that were as big as a half grapefruit, two of them,
wow.
And through juicing, I was able to get them down to the size of plums, and then I did 6 months of raw eating, and I'm sure you have been talking about eating food as a way to get well. And I totally cleared up the hemorrhaging that I'd been doing 3 weeks out of four every month, and no more tumors on my uterus. So I didn't have to do the operation. And you couldn't do that now, by the way, because the food does not have the frequencies in that it did when I was 40 and 45, and this happened to me. So here we are with a problem, and I used herbs as long as I could, and then of all things, I was teaching it because people wanted to know how I had gotten well, and a man came along who was dying. He had he was bleeding from his mouth and nose. He had his brain had inflamed to the point that it had poked through the bones on the top of his head. And it was protruding. And I was told about him. We got him well. And he happened to be a medical intuitive who told us about a woman, a scientist in California, who could take all of these herbs that I had been using to get well and put them into water. And so all of the bad things that happen, we can see how they're guiding us, leading us to the place where we need to be and to learn. So we have been working with this for 33 years now, and have had lots and lots of help from. They say a teacher learns from her students, and all of the people that came to us over the years, when they had a problem, that needed help, they needed help with, I was able to find the frequencies for that. Their herb first, then other ways of finding frequencies, put them in the formulas, and now there are over 90,000 frequencies of herbs and other naturals in a 9-week program. And your body is so wise that when every time you take a drink of the water with the formulas in, through the protein mucous membrane lining of the mouth and esophagus and whole GI tract, are read only the frequencies you need. And so what does that tell us? It says that the body is self-diagnosing. Is that not awesome?
I love that. You know, and this is also part of your special offer today, which we're going to talk about more later. You know, stay tuned because Carol's going to give a lot more information about that that 9-week process. But, you know, it's just phenomenal. I know that you had sent me the stress lab, which is part of your program.
I thought you needed that.
Yeah, it was, you know, what was so interesting is that, let's see, I was taking that for 7 days, I believe, and you had assessed me at a certain level of stress, and I thought,
I think it was negative 100, sweetie.
Yeah, I think it was. And I thought, you know, I'm not stressed. I'm going to try it anyway. But I will tell you, Carol, that after that, I really noticed it maybe 2 weeks after, that yep. I just was so blasé about, you know, I mean, if somebody said something, you know, rude or, you know, in a store or something, like, you know, somebody said the other day, I was looking for something on my phone, and I was, you know, in line being checked out, and I wanted to use this coupon that I got in the email, and she said, well, how long are we going to be waiting here? You know, and in the past, I would have, you know, just been like, flip with her, you know.
I can't believe that. Do you not want to know where you want to know where your stress level is today? By the way, I love the way you laugh. I've told you that before. Your stress level today is positive 100. It was negative 100. That's a lot of stress.
We have another
formula called In the Zone. And because we're such a little organization here, we each one of us wear multiple hats and do a lot of things. And so every day in my bottle, in my quart of formula water, because we have a program that takes us on beyond this 9 weeks of cleansing into years, because they say if we could just get ourselves cleansed and keep them cleansed, which is the preventive maintenance we have in the 9-week program, that we could easily live, you'll love this, 100, 200, 300 years and be gorgeous and productive the whole time. And I'm 82, and I am going to hold them to that promise.
You are phenomenal at 82. I will tell you that right now, Carol. So I, you know, believe wholeheartedly in the work you're doing with the alternate water system. Yeah.
Go ahead. I was going to say we have 35 of those single formulas that are online, because some people don't get the fact that you can drink water and cleanse the cells with the water because of the frequencies in the water. And they like better a pill for every ill or a herb for every ill or mm-hmm. So we have formulas for just about every ill, and there are 35 of them. But today our special, the one that you wanted, was the whole system. And so we're going to talk more about that. But In the Zone and Stressless are two of the singles formula, and In the Zone would be another one that you would like very much.
Okay. You'll have to tell me about that one. But Carol, let's jump to, before we run out of too much time, let's talk about these states of beingness. You know, you had talked about the sensitive and the strong constitution is kind of how you assess people, but can you kind of dive into that a little bit?
Oh, yeah. I first of all, I have to say we are more than what we think we are. Absolutely, we are. And until I learned to be intuitive, and by the way, we're born intuitive. It's kind of knocked out of us by parents who can't believe that we have answers at this tender age, or whatever it was, and or else our teachers. And I was a teacher for a lot of years, so I could see that there's only one answer for teachers. It's in the book, right? And our intuitive people are getting, they are so cleansed by the time they finish a program, our system, that they are in tune with the infinite and they get answers. So when I found that out, it was probably about the same time they told me I had cancer of the uterus. I heard about Dr. Carolyn Mace, and she is a medical intuitive. Mace is M-Y-S-S.
Yeah,
she is
I know
a medical
Carolyn.
Intuitive. Mm-hmm. Do you? Bless your heart.
Yeah.
Wonderful. I heard her speak on a tape someone gave me, and then about 3 minutes into the tape, I said, well, if she's a medical intuitive and she's talking to doctors about medicine, I'm going to call myself an energy intuitive because I can read energy. I can tell you which car is the best car and which one is not the safest. I can tell you about the candidates that are running for president and which one are you going to vote for. In fact, I did that in our blog. This is really very interesting. But it is helpful for us to know these things. And I have people in business who call, and they have people they would like to work with or to approach, and they want to know these things. So I'm going to share those with you right now. And what I would like to do is do you. May I do you?
Okay.
Let's go through this. Okay, first of all, I learned that there are two kinds of people on the planet. And how do I learn these things? I don't know. They just come to me. Some people might say channeled. I don't really understand that. But all I know is you get it. And I knew that some people were very sensitive, and I have it on my website now, our Altwaters tech.com. I have two columns there. One column is sensitive constitution, and the other one opposite is strong constitution. And so what I pick up with you is that you have a sensitive constitution, that you are very proactive. You search for more natural, less harmful solutions to your health issues, mm-hmm. that you are probably comfortable with Ayurvedic and Chinese medicine and other ways of getting well, not the cut, burn, and poison mm-hmm. side of the coin. That pharmaceuticals are probably too harsh for you. You probably don't work very well.
Never been able to take them. Yeah, never have taken them. Once I did when I, just one, once or twice in many years ago, but not anymore.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Sensitives are like that. But our people with strong constitutions, they often use multiple medications, and they are probably not very open to what we're doing. They think it's voodoo or crazy heads or whatever. They just can't wrap their mind around drinking water with frequencies in it and being able to clean your body and get well. So, we try a lot of different things that are not in the realm of medicine and that are more natural. We're very comfortable with vegetarian and vegan dieting. How about you?
Yeah, definitely.
Do you like that?
Yeah, fish once in a while, but mostly vegetables. Yeah,
we do that too. Fruit, vegetables, grains, pea seeds, and lentils, seeds, and nuts. We're very comfortable with that. But our strong constitution people like the standard American diet. That is very comfortable with them. And so they think what we're doing, we're going to get sick because we don't have meat for protein. And they don't realize that it's amino acids that our body needs, and we get those from fruit, grain, and vegetables, not from meat.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we use self-help materials, classes, lectures, and books to learn what we need to know to stay well. Is that true?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
You do a lot of that. And our strong constitutions, they like scientific validation. It's really important to them in their search for help. If you have a lot of degrees, they believe you, as opposed to those of us who are just on the search and come up with answers on our own. And when a doctor is needed, we search out our alternative medicine people, our naturopathic physicians, our doctors of osteopathy, and hopefully they're sensitive like we are, because then they understand us. So you are definitely a sensitive lady.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
yeah.
And the others, the strong constitutions, I often call them earthers, because they very much are attuned with the earth, and we are more in tune with the infinite. We're looking for answers elsewhere. So first of all, you're sensitive. Okay, secondly, you are a special child of the universe, and there are three of them coming through now. One is an indigo, and people have heard of indigos. They think they're just coming through now. They've been coming through since the time of Christ, but they weren't recognized. Right now, we see them in classrooms, and they're struggling to get along because they're so smart, sometimes smarter than the teachers, and the teachers are still handling them like, here are the answers. These are the answers I want, and these kids are on beyond that. So often they don't do well in school. Not until they get out of school do they find themselves. So you are not an indigo. They're gifted, intuitive. They have a lot of integrity. They're very passionate about what they do. They're leaders and generally health-oriented. But you are I should tell you the next one is Crystal Child. Crystal Child is a person who has a heart for the weak and helpless. They go into jobs like nursing and veterinarians and working with disabled children. They work with elders. They work in situations, Habitat for Humanity, building homes. They are really into helping people. I think I see you as a star child, because of your intuition. You are 99% intuitive.
Mm.
And I didn't pick that up before. Do you feel like that? Do you know things that you don't know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And that's probably why you're doing what you're doing.
And I don't realize when I'm being intuitive. You know, I'm just kind of really starting to grasp that more.
It's so natural.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so natural. So you are a star child, okay? And there are, and these special children, I'm going to call it, they have a status. They have an assignment, and it's based on their soul's imprint at the time that they're born. And here they are. So I'm going to go down this list, because here's another way to find out about yourself. First, you're a sensitive. You don't have a strong constitution. Secondly, you are a crystal child, special child of the universe. And here is another way of looking at a human being, their status. And I got this from a doctor who was burned out in ER, energy room, that's on my mind, emergency room. She was an emergency room medic, and she decided to go into business for herself, and she started doing consultations for people who couldn't get well, and they didn't know why. And she called me one day, and we were talking. She was sending me a gal, and she said to me, isn't it interesting, why did she say this to me? She said, did you know that people come in with an imprint on their soul when they're born? And she said, 38 is a master. So if you come in with a 38 imprint on your soul, you're a master, which means that you have earned your wings, and you aren't here on assignment. You have volunteered in because you didn't have to come back. But they're back in now at this time in history to help heal the planet. So I know a lot of people who are masters, and I love to say to them, you know, you're a master. Did you know that? And many of them say, oh, yes. But they have it, I'm verifying for them that this is what they came in as. 37 is, and by the way, they're volunteers. They're not here on assignment. They didn't have to come back. 37 is genius, and a genius is born with giftedness beyond any ordinary giftedness, and often in very multiple areas. For instance, they can be a genius in the technical area, musical, writing, inventing, art, acting, physical, culinary, business. They can be a singer, and they could be an actress, actor or actress, and they are geniuses. They are the best in their field, and that is very exciting. I have a son who is a 37, a genius. I have a grandson who is 38 and 37. Master and genius sometimes come together. My grandson is studying to be a doctor and decides to do biomedical so he can design, you know, new limbs and all of these new things that people haven't heard about that are possible. And it's interesting. So you can do this for yourself, for your family, in your business. You can if you know these things, it will help you immeasurably. And I do have a chart here that we can send out to people to tell these things, because you really need to have them in front of you. Okay, let me keep on going. 36, Dr. Sue Solomon said, 36 was wise one, knows things intuitively that he doesn't know, can pull information from the other side, and we are on assignment. Geniuses are too, I didn't say that. Geniuses are here on assignment. They have a job to do. Being a star child, as you are, my dear, you are also a wise one. No, you're an authentic angel. You are an authentic angel. Authentic angel is a 30. They have a soul's purpose so grand or so challenging that they needed to spend extra time with the angels before they came across. And so we have a lot of authentic angels out there who are doing some wonderful things on the planet. There are also earth angels who don't have an assignment this time around, and they're really good people and also are doing good things. They're more of earth angels than there are any other category. Good people with no specific assignment this time around. There's a 17, which is a support system, which is my husband. If it had not been for him, we wouldn't have these formulas, because he does all the nasty things like the money. and so I don't have to do that. I can do all the fun things like talking to people like you and sharing. And that's your support system. And they're really important also. And there are even others. One of the ones you asked me about were Zohars. And I didn't put Zohars on this list. They were sensitives, but they have more issues pounding on them in this lifetime. They're sensitive, and they have issues. They can have issues with their health. They can have issues with relationships. They can have issues with finances. And I say this to people, and some of them have said to me, all of the above. Mm. All of the above. Accidents, they have accidents more than you should ever have. One lady has had 17 accidents. I have never had one, and I'm a sensitive. So that's the difference between a regular sensitive like yourself, and someone who is a sensitive and has just the everything pounding at them throughout their lives, even from childhood. Hmm. So we recognize them also, Zohars, and they can get well, and they can stop having all of these dramatic things happening to them. The reason is because they have a soul's purpose that is on beyond the ordinary, and they need to be stopped. The dark energies want them not to be able to get through, And I'll tell you who was a Zohar was Nikola Tesla.
Okay.
And Edison was not. Edison did all of this electric stuff and became famous. And Nikola Tesla died in a hotel room with nothing. He had everything happen to him. But he was the one who should have brought through electricity, Nikola Tesla, not Edison, with the light bulb and all. He was right. He was the one.
Wow.
Yes. And
interesting.
We can even do people like the Pope. He is so amazing.
Yeah.
He is a master.
We were just talking about him before the call about how profound it is that he's here this week in this time of these powerful energies that are going on in September. And right between the solar and the lunar eclipse where, you know, we're just in a big time of the energy opening hearts now. The portals are just so open. And it's just so profound that he's here this week talking to Congress and the president and, you know, and about all of these issues that he's trying to get us to open our hearts. So tell us a little bit about what you know about him.
Obviously fascinated. Yes, he is. See, you can already do it. I told you you could. He is a sensitive. And he is also a master. He is a master. He has earned his wings, and he volunteered back at this time to help heal the planet and help heal the Catholic Church, which has been in such a profound problems in the past few years. So he is a master. He's a 38 imprinted on his soul, truth confirmed. He is also a genius at what he's doing. That's the 37, and he has this giftedness in spiritual. His spiritual self is so amazing. Everything he says, someone asked him about gays, and I loved his answer. He said, and it was printed in the newspaper, he said, "Who am I to judge?" To have the Pope say that, was that not miraculous?
Absolutely. You know, who are any of us to judge? Yeah. I love that.
And that said a lot when the Pope said it, right?
Right.
And
right.
And third, he is a wise one. That's what I do also. But he is a wise one. He knows things intuitively that he doesn't know, and he's pulling information from the other side. So he is definitely a special person. There has not been a person in his role from the beginning of time like this man. Are we not fortunate to have him here now?
At this time, yeah. Well, energetically, you can tell that people are just so drawn to him, and they don't know why. They're just, you know, they just want to be there, you know, in his field, you know, which just tells a lot. So, Carol, we have so many people with their hands up that just really love to have you do a energy intuitive assessment on them. So are you open to that?
I am, and
okay.
I can do what we just have done here with the sensitives and a status of being and special children of the universe. Those three things, I can do that.
Okay, so let's go to Michelle in Tennessee. She's been with her hand up the longest. Last four digits are 3651. Hello.
Hello.
Is this Michelle?
Yes, it is. Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, thank you for joining us on Soul Talk today. And Carol, if you have any questions for Carol, you can go right ahead and ask her. Otherwise, she can. Do you need
Michelle, let me start by asking. I think you already know what you are.
I have some ideas, yeah. I have some ideas from what you described. But
I'm
not
think?
Sure. Well, I kind of relate to Crystalline. I'm a caretaker. I like to help.
You are.
I'm intuitive. Isn't everybody intuitive?
No. We're born with it, but it's usually knocked out of us by the time we get out of school because there's only one answer to, you know, to what the teachers are teaching. And so we have to kind of fight for that intuitiveness.
Right.
And you are very, in fact, I can tell you you're 99% intuitive.
Wow.
And you are a crystal child. What kind of work do you do?
Well, right now I'm wanting to get back into the workforce. I've been on disability since 7, but I'm looking for my bigger purpose and place and tribe. I've often felt kind of lost, so I'm believing that somehow I'm going to be able to hook up with the right people to move forward. But post-traumatic stress and,
I can tell you your soul's... I can tell you the percentage you have already gotten into your soul's purpose. And I'm getting 10%. So you're moving in the right direction. And you said that you needed to get back in the into the workforce, but you had a disability. I also read energy with health, of course. I can read energy for a car, which is the best car to buy.
Any advice you could give me, I could appreciate it. I'm just trying to move forward to where I belong geographically and what line of work. I'm really wide open to change. I've been through a lot, and I've had my heart and mind expanded through a tragedy in 2013. And my family's plagued with a lot of depression and suicide and negative, and I'm trying to break free from that and the best, and you know, find my purpose, you know, where I belong, what I should be doing.
Well, one of the things that's really important is that you're healthy, because our body is the machine that takes us where we're going to go, and right now I can tell you that there's a circle of life that is 360 degrees. Life doesn't have a beginning or an end. It's a circle. And your life force coming through right now is on the negative side. So you probably aren't feeling well. You aren't feeling well.
And well, I have
can
to
tell
be,
you,
but I'm eating really healthy. I've changed my diet. I've lost 60 pounds. I work out.
Oh, good.
I'm taking my health back. Yes, totally. Kelp protein powders, meat. I don't eat much meat. I do the whole foods. I want to eat as much whole. I can't necessarily swing all the organic food I like at this time. That's one of the reasons I want to get back to work. But I'm all about anything alternative and health.
Let me tell you something. You said organic. Don't bother. Organic foods have been irradiated, and so they do all these wonderful things. They have this beautiful food, and then they irradiate it in order to kill the mold and bacteria. So what they have done is scrambled the frequencies, and they sit on the shelf for weeks and look beautiful. If they were grown naturally, they would be rotting in 3 days. So that's probably an ulterior motive besides just killing the bacteria. They don't digest in this body either, so you have nothing. You have nothing but calories. So don't worry about ever buying the – they could put me in jail for saying this. They did this – they almost did that to Oprah Winfrey when she said she'd never eat another hamburger again after listening to someone who was in that business, meat business. she had to fight them. Yes, so but the truth is the truth, and so don't worry about that. You're on the right path. I can see that your brain's auric shield. We have a shield, an aura around our brain that protects us from interfering spirits. I can see that's damaged also, so that the life force coming through has some damage to it and is not letting as much through as should. We do have a quick scan. If you're interested, I could do a quick scan for you and email it to you and go over it with you. It only takes probably about a half an hour. Just look on our website, AltWaters Tech. ALT is for alternative. AltWaters, and that's a plural, TECH.com. And give us a call, and
I
will do up a quick scan for you. They're just $50 for the scan and for the consultation.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Bless your heart.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's go to, let's see, La Jolla. There's no name, and the last four digits are 8501. Hello? Hello?
Hello, this is...
Hi, what is your name?
Carol.
Carol?
No, that's me. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Do we have La Jolla on the phone? Hello? Okay. We're going to pass La Jolla, and we're going to go to Melanie in Houston, and the last four digits are 3684.
Yes, hello. Hello.
Hi, this is Melanie.
Actually, it's her mother-in-law, mother-in-love, we call it, but it's Susan. My daughter had gotten this phone for me. So my name is Susan.
Hi, Susan. Welcome to Soul Talk.
Thank you. I so resonate with everything that your speaker has been talking about, and I've had a long journey with my health issues from starting in 77, and I'm presently doing Gerson therapy. I've been doing it for 15 years, to make a long story short, but I wondered if she could look in and give some guidance. Water's been a very important thing, and even the organic, I mean, I've followed Ann Wigmore. I'm talking about, I lived holistically, so I've come in and I've gone up against, especially living in the, you know, near MD Anderson, I've gone up against the medical establishment, using them for tests, but trying to walk my own course.
Bless your heart. Bless your heart. I know the Gerson therapy. I did that to get rid of the tumors on my uterus. That was the first thing that I did was juice fasting for 21 days and got the tumors down from the size of half grapefruit to plums. So I understand that. But I only had to do it for 21 days. And then I did fruit, vegetable, grains, peas, beans, and lentils, seeds and nuts, the vegan vegetarian diet after that.
Yeah.
Because now you can't even do that because there aren't frequencies in the food, in the vegetables.
Right.
In the produce.
And because I've followed, you know, that way of life my whole life, the Rejuvelax from Ann, what won't sprout the way that it used to, and I knew something was going on.
That's right.
So I'm not able to. I live on very little, you know, and I, of course, the doctor. Well, it's because you're a vegetarian, you know. No, I know about true vegetarianism, and I thought, you know, back in the '60s, I was not just the rice, and you know, I really understand all of that. So, but
Your nutrition, Susan, is on the positive side. I'm getting a positive 10. That's very good. Let me do your life force coming through. There's an invisible grid that feeds universal energy into our bodies. And that gets blocked. And when it's blocked, you feel it. Your energy is low. Your body doesn't repair. It certainly doesn't regenerate. So you may be in that spot right now. So I'm getting your life force coming through, the universal energy coming through is negative 100. So on the negative side, we need to go to that circle of life 360 to get you well. And what we would do is use a quart of water a day with frequencies in to cleanse the cells. And they have to be cleansed of body trauma because they have a memory. Emotional trauma, because they remember that too, and then they can't talk to each other. They have to be cleansed of toxins because we live in a toxic world. Sorry about that. But there's something else that the doctors and even the natural people are not addressing, and that is electropollution. Do you know, do you understand when I say electropollution?
Oh, yeah. I have the ground, long before all the grounding, you know, about the last 10 years, I've been doing a lot of that, you know, Becker's work. I mean, I go way back in all of this stuff. So I've been real aware, and I've tried to energetically. I use Oregon. I wear a Shungite thing right now to protect myself as much as I possibly can. So,
good for you.
I am.
Good for you. Yeah. I can tell you that we were told to develop, it was developed for us, but how that we needed a piece that would deflect electric. And most of the pieces, every piece that we have checked for people collect, accumulate electric until they don't work anymore. So you have a false sense of security. So if you hold that piece in your hand, I can do a reading on it. Do you have it there?
I have it right, yes. It's right in my hand now.
Okay, hold on to it. It's negative 100. It's loaded with electric, and it can't protect you anymore. It's worn at heart chakra, probably, like ours is. Ours is a medallion that deflects electric. So you can be in front of your computer. You can be in your car with computerized windows. You can have a smart meter on your house. It doesn't matter because it protects you because it's on your body. And so it's called the Maltese medallion. You can look on altwaterstech.com and under products and find information about that piece, Maltese medallion. But that would help. Your electric pollution is, for you personally, it's negative 400.
Wow.
So you've got a lot of it. And it's very damaging to the body. In the biggest part it does, it makes you very acidic. So your pH is probably very acidic, and this is the place where disease lives. All microbes thrive in an acid body. When your body goes alkaline, which is all that our formulas do, it cleanses the body at the cellular, molecular, atomic, and subatomic levels until it's so pure that it is no longer acidic, it is alkaline, 7.35 to 4.5 alkaline. That's no microbe can live. No disease, in other words, can live in your body when it's alkaline.
Right.
And also, no parasite and no fungus and yeast.
I live near, there's satellite towers all around me. And I've actually, for the last 30 years, I suspected that more have gone up. So,
no one is addressing that. They only treat the symptoms, and we have to get at root cause. And we have looked at past, we look at past, present, and future, and we have found a lot of the electric, not just in this lifetime, but future electric, planetary electric, all of that has bombarded us. And the sun from 2012 to mid-June, to March 1st of this past year has been bombarding us with CMEs, coronal mass ejections, damaging retinas. People have trouble with their vision, and also just pounding their body with electric that is so damaging to this harmonic electric body that we were born with. So that would be one of the things that would need to be cleaned up.
If I can't leave my home, I thought I was doing a pretty good job because I have a sleep on a grounding pad and I
don't have to do all that.
You don't have to. So that by wearing that would
that's
be
all bad. You need to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
And we can also, if your house is very electric, the place where you live, your apartment, whatever, is very electric, we can check that. And we can clean it up because I didn't tell you this, Patty. We do broadcasts. We can broadcast a cleansing of your home or apartment and even the whole area where you live so that you are not bombarded when you sleep. When you sleep and you take the medallion off, you need to have a safe place to sleep. Don't have to worry about unplugging everything.
Right.
We can do that.
Wow.
We can do that for you also.
Wow, that's wonderful. Yeah.
You know, Carol, it's so important to have our frequencies be the highest that they can be, you know, especially in this time when we're wanting to vibrate at a higher level, you know, to be in this more fifth dimensional energy. And all of these, you know, these electric radiations are just bringing it down.
I know.
Yeah.
That's the truth. That is the truth.
Yeah.
And damaging people. And the problem is no one recognizes this. The doctors
don't.
The medical people don't. None of the natural people are recognizing it. Herbals, whatever. They never get at the root cause. And probably everyone who's listening right now has the same problem. Electromagnetic radiation is at the base of everything that's going wrong in their bodies.
Yeah.
From
your
thinking, your vision, everything.
Wow.
And one of the things I actually invested in was this Qui-Fi, a laser thing that's supposed to do like a mile around my house that I bought and put it in my home because I suspected that. And that
you. No. Let me tell you what your home is right now. It's negative 100 EMRs, electromagnetic radiation. For $35, we could clean that up. And the only way it could ever come back again is if you had a brownout or a blackout.
Oh,
then
my goodness.
When they turn the electric back on, you get the blast all over
surge.
Again.
Surge.
Yeah. But we, surge. And we would have to clean that up and we would not charge for that.
Oh, wow. This is a blessing. I thank you so much. So I will just keep listening and you'll give information as to how we can contact you with all this.
Yes,
actually,
we'll give you that. We'll give them that information.
Okay, very good.
Well, I'll let you. I thank you so much. God bless both of you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Susan. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
So, Carol, let's take a few minutes and talk about your special offer. And then we can come back to our audience and maybe do some more assessments. You are, your special offer is on your Altwater systems, the 9-week system. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. There are 8 formulas that are cleansing, and they're all water-based. So you just add your drops to a quart of water. You drink half of it in the morning, half in the afternoon, or drink it all day, all through the day, and finish at dinner time. And the formulas are there to cleanse the body at those 4 levels, not just the cellular level or the molecular, which is where doctors work right now, the molecular level, but also at the atomic and subatomic. So we really dig deep, and I can tell you about step 1, the very first formula. People love that one because step 1, when you finish your 7 days, each formula lasts 7 days, you're only on it 7 days, okay, with that, when you finish that first 7 days, your vital signs are on the positive side. Let me tell you about vital signs. If you were in an accident or something happened to you, struck by lightning, whatever, and you were rushed to the hospital, the first thing they would do is check your vital signs. And their vital signs are your heartbeat, pulse. It is your blood pressure, it is your respiration, your breathing, and it is your core temperature, whether you have a temperature or you're chilled and freezing. You know, all of those things have a normal level. They can tell when they're off, and what they would do is they do a pill or a therapy for each one of those. In the first 7 days on the program, your vital signs, let me go back to Susan. Susan's vital signs right now are negative 100. Don't want to be on the negative side. We need to get to positive 360. We call that radical wellness. Her vital signs, if she used this program in the first 7 days, her vital signs, her blood pressure, her respiration, her core temperature, and her heartbeat, pulse, her heart, would go from negative 100 to positive 10. In the first 7 days.
Wow.
And because I looked at her electropollution, her EMRs, her electromagnetic radiation, and it's negative 400, she has so much electric in this beautiful harmonic body. That's how we came in. And now we live in an electric society, and she would have to use just drops, just little droplets in the water. In other words, in 7 days, she would start with 1 or 2, I would say 1 drop, just 1 drop, because we don't want the electric to dump too quickly. if it dumps too quickly, it isn't harmful, it just doesn't feel good. But it would leave her feeling fatigued, maybe shaky, disoriented. And so if we have a picture card right in the kit that is a quick start card that tells all of these things. So because Susan is 90% intuitive, Susan, she will know that after she does one drop the first day, the next day she will think, you know what, I think I could do two drops. And it's her intuition that's talking. And the next day, maybe I better stay on two drops. The following day, I think I could do three or four. She will be able to ramp up until she gets to 15 drops. When she gets to 15 drops, she'll go from one half dropper, that's a half a dropper, 15 drops, to two half droppers, to three. You go like that through eight formulas, and they cleanse the body so beautifully that when you get finished with that, we have a power formula in there that you probably will be at 10 half droppers by that time. And there's 70 half droppers in a bottle, so that means 7 days that bottle will be finished too. An interesting thing is, because she is so electric, and most people who are listening are going to be very electric also, that most people just start on one or two drops. That means she's going to be probably through half the kit, half this 9-week system, before she needs to start doing half droppers. And that will be easily used by someone else. So it's like having two kits, getting two kits for the price of one. Mm-hmm. And that's exciting, because there might be a daughter or a grandchild that could use it. And they don't have to buy any extra formulas until the end, because the end she's going to be using up all of the whole 70 droppers in the bottle. But at the beginning, not very much at all. So going through the kit takes 9 weeks to get through 8 cleansing formulas and the power formula memories. And then at the end of the kit, there are 3 special formulas, and they are preventive maintenance. You do preventive maintenance on your car, and people don't know, they don't get it, that they have to do preventive maintenance for their bodies. If you've been eating good for a year, and you think, now I don't have to do that anymore, I can go back and eat my junk foods, doesn't work like that. You stay on your maintenance, and the maintenance is one half dropper of each of those in your quart of water, and you just drink it all day long, just like you did at the beginning of the formula. So it's so easy to do, and the directions are so simple, because some of our people are so sick that reading words is too much. So this quick start card is in pictures. So it's really easy. I think we've thought of just about everything.
Okay. Wow. So this is, I'm getting an echo here a little bit, cellular repair and regeneration and, as you were saying.
First cleansing. Let me stop you just a moment.
Okay.
First, it's the cells have to be cleansed.
Okay.
And then once they're cleansed, they can restart the repair process. And once they're repaired, by that time, your stem cells are so beautiful, so cleansed, and so ready to jump in that at toward the end of the program, that is when the cells can regenerate. There are going to be some cells that repair, but they are beyond repair. There's still some things, like maybe your heart or your skin or your vision. That's when the stem cells jump in and they can regenerate. They can turn into any cell in the body that you need. Your stem cells can turn into an eye cell, a tooth cell, a kidney cell. And people go and get stem cell therapy, and it can cost, and I have an older couple who did that, it cost them $15,000 each, plus their trip to Panama, and then also they had to have room and board while they were there, but over $30,000. This kit is normally $550 for your people. We're doing it for $450, and their stem cells at the end of that kit are perfect and can regenerate whatever in their body needs regeneration, including their brain, whatever.
Wow. Wow. And you were saying, Carol, that once you do this, you never have to do it again.
Never, ever in your lifetime. So we had a lady, here's a story. We had a lady who called us. She had done it. Her children had done it, her grown children, her sisters and brothers, her older parents. And one day she called me. I hadn't heard from her in a long time. And she said the doctors had just found a spot on her liver and told her she had cancer of the liver. And I said, no problem. All you have to do is the three maintenance formulas, and I can tell you how much. I said, are you using a maintenance? And she said, no. I said, when was the last time you used it? She said, 6 years ago. But still, she did not have to go through the kit again. All she needed to do was those three maintenance formulas. She just had to do 7 days of each one, 10 half droppers a day for 7 days. And she was too frightened. And so she went through chemo and radiation, and then she called me and she said, now the doctors say I'm cured, which, of course, all the chemicals in her body didn't do anything for her body.
Right.
Only break it down some more. And so she then did the three maintenance formulas that I told her. She didn't have to do the radiation and the chemo. She could have done it with the three maintenance formulas.
Wow.
Sad.
You know?
But preventive maintenance is very important.
So 450 is a lot cheaper than having to go through medical help.
And only once. And only once in a lifetime.
Mm-hmm. Only once. And then
maybe because they only have to do a drop at the first part of the program, that even a second person can go through it. I'm just telling them ahead of time.
It's reversing the aging process, which I love.
Oh,
we
yes.
all would love, yeah.
I have to tell you a story on that one. We have one of the ladies who's trained with us, and she sent me pictures of her. She said, I had my camera, and I hadn't taken pictures in a long time, and I took pictures. And she said, when I got the roll back, this was a while back, right? When she got the roll back, there were pictures from years before, and she sent me a picture from years before and the one of the new one that she had just done. She had just taken a picture, and it was a noticeable reversal of aging. That was so fun to see. She was a nurse, a retired nurse, and
oh,
in her 60s, and different. She looks so different.
Wow.
Fun.
I love that. So, Carol, can we dive back in for a few minutes and
certainly
kind of
I'm
going
here.
Over the hour a little bit here.
No problem.
We're going to go to Marilyn, to Yelena at last four digits are 1737. Hello?
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 Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome to Soul Talk.
Thank you. Yes. I won't have the same that you had.
Okay.
I just cannot pronounce it. It's just, I'm sorry.
And so you have some questions?
Yes, I want to know what's going on with me because I think I have some kind of problem. It's not much physical problem. It's more like on emotional and mental level, stress probably
too. I'm glad you brought that up. Only recently let me tell you that people can go through the whole program, and we have some deal breakers. If they don't drink their water, if they don't wear the medallion to keep them from getting electric, if they have negative thinking patterns, if they're fearful, if they don't believe, they can keep themselves sick with these deal breakers that we have. But one of them is emotional pain. And I'm picking up your emotional pain, sweetie, is negative 1,000. Mm-hmm. And we have so many people that had that. I had a gal who had cancer of the breast. Cancer is an emotional disease. People who get cancer have lots of emotions. And doctors don't work with that. They work with chemicals, you know, to kill the cancer, which also is not too good for our healthy cells either. kills them also. But I, after she told me a little bit about herself and her life, I said, you know what, you have an awful lot of emotional pain, and you have the same amount that she did, negative 1,000. So we have online, and you can do it free of charge. You can look up altwaterstech.com, mm-hmm. and on our homepage is a link called Resource Materials.
Mm-hmm.
And when you hit that tab, that link, it'll take you to Resource Materials, and one of them is forgiveness exercise. And along with forgiveness is writing out. It's called a burning bowl. It's an ancient ceremony. You would love it. You would write out all of the people that you needed to forgive because they had caused you grief and pain.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting, for you, sweetie, 1, 2, 3 males and 1, 2, 3 females. And I bet you could give me the first names of those people, and I could tell you if they were correct. But you probably already know. So there are 3 levels of forgiveness. It's no charge. It's, you can look it up. You can do this burning bowl on your own. Mm-hmm. And what you would do is write the person's name. Say the mm-hmm. first person was your father.
Okay.
We have a lot of that, believe me, mm-hmm. and uncles mm-hmm. and employers and teachers that have reamed us out, and husbands and ex-husbands and wives, and oh my dear God, there's so much out there. So you would write the name of, say, the father on the top of a piece of paper, and then you write out all of your pain with a pencil, which is natural graphite, or on the computer. And it took me a long time of saying, I don't know why the computer. And one day one man said, it's because the toner is carbon-based like our body. So you can do it on the computer. You have to write out all your grief and pain. And when it's all written out, what you will do is you will put it in a pan, probably outside. I use a glass bowl. And mine is still online. I had to do it myself to figure out how to do it for you all.
Mm-hmm.
And burn that piece of paper. And okay. interesting, the flames can tower above the bowl. That's mm-hmm. why I said do it outside. or there are words that won't burn. They will not burn. We had a lady who said she used 17 matches, 17, in order to get the word pain, P-A-I-N, to burn. It would not burn. Another woman said, I couldn't get to burn my four children. I had to use, I don't remember how many matches she said, to burn, to get that to burn. Every single word has to burn. Online, you can see my word. I left it in the bowl, and before I burned it all the way, I took it out, and it was the word saddest, because I said that was the saddest day of my life.
Mm-hmm.
So it tells you how to do that, and you forgive them. I forgive you for all of this, and you burn it, and it was on the paper when you finished writing it, and once you burn it, it's on the paper and out of you, and once you burn it, all that negative energy is gone, 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 dissipated,
mm-hmm.
and you will feel it, and it will have an effect on your health. So we have people do that along with our program, because they can cleanse the body at the cellular level and get their forgivenesses. And there's another little piece to that, too. It's called core beliefs. We can my core beliefs are on there. I left them on because I had to figure it out for y'all. Your core beliefs can be fear, dread, and terror. And often that is our religion, most religions, actually. It can be from a parent. I had a gal who said, I asked her what religion she was. She had a lot of fear, dread, and terror. And she said, I'm none. My parents let me go to whatever church I wanted to, so I tried a lot of churches. I said, what religion was your parents? She said, Catholic. I said, they let you go to all those churches, but they bring us up with what they believe. And so it can affect us. And then we have to decide whether we want to keep that core belief or we are going to reject it because we don't believe that anymore. That's really important in order to get well, to get that one right. So that's all online at altwaterstech.com, altwaterstech.com. Under homepage, actually the homepage has sensitive and sensitive constitutions on too, and opposite that, the strong constitution. So you'll like that because you all are sensitives, I'm sure, who are listening now. And they, and so it is under resource materials, and you can look up forgiveness and core beliefs there and clean up all of that right now for nothing. You'll like it.
Yeah, thank you very much, because it's more like I'm going through some spiritual stuff right now. I mean, I feel like I forgave them all, but maybe just stuck somehow. I don't know.
Yes, and I had a lady who said that. She was a nurse, and she said, I have forgiven, even gone back and done all my relatives. I have forgiven everyone. And I said, you know what? If you don't get well, maybe you would like to do the burning bowl too, on top of just saying the forgiveness or doing the prayers or doing whatever. This makes a difference. It gets it out of you and on the paper, and then once it's burned, all of that negative energy is gone. Try it. It doesn't take very long, and it will make you feel so good. Even if you didn't do the program, it will help.
Okay.
Bless
Thank
your
you.
Heart.
Thank you.
You're very
Thank
welcome.
You very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Lelaina.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Bye now.
Bye. Bye.
Wow.
Wow.
That's amazing, Carol. You are phenomenal. I would love to have you back. I think, you know, we still have so many people with their hands up, and they, you know, it just is phenomenal.
I would love to.
Yeah,
I would love to. And anyone who would like to have a scan to find out, we didn't even mention that, to find out what's going on in their body, all they have to do is give us a call. Let me give you my number. It's 602-602-996-9753. Just give us a call. Say that you would like to have a quick scan. They're $50. And if you do the kit, this is the first thing we do before you get the kit. And then after you have the kit, I do it again for nothing, for free. So you see how far you got, and if there's anything else we have to add to the formulas for you.
Okay. So I will put that all that information in our send out on the replay send out, and so you'll have that. So,
thank you.
And also your website, we'll put that up on there as well. So I highly recommend taking advantage of Carol's special offer. Thank you for that special offer, bringing it to our audience. Thank you so much, Carol.
I'm delighted. Thank you for
allowing
me on your program.
Oh, my gosh. You are just a welcome asset. We loved having you here. So next time we get together, we're going to talk about how we're sisters in another lifetime. I can't wait to hear that story.
Oh, I forgot. I forgot to tell you. I was going to tell you on the show.
Well,
do you still want me to tell you?
Yeah, if it's short and sweet, we can do it.
I'll do it. It'll only take about 3 minutes.
Okay.
I was told, I had a lady I trained to do what we do. I teach this. And one day I said to her, Margaret, I said, you and I were sisters in another life. And then I said, oh, no, I can't have this many sisters. I'm telling too many people this. And she said, just a minute, I'm getting it. She said, there was a sisterhood of healers on an island off the coast of Greece. And I later found out from a man when I told him this that it was that island is Tinos, T-I-N-O-S, and there is a statue, a shrine to the Blessed Virgin Mary there. And so there was a sisterhood of healers on this island, and we made a pact. Well, we wore long white dresses and flowers in our hair, and we danced a lot. Some doctors and men in this lifetime were women in that lifetime, so they did the same thing. And we made a pact to come together at another time to heal the planet. And this is the time.
Wow.
So you were there. You were there. And many of the people who are doing this kind of work were there also with us.
Wow.
Is that not neat?
It is neat. And you know what? I have always been trying to figure out what my draw is to Greece. I mean, I want to go to Greece without... I mean,
me
I just,
too.
And to, I love Greek food, and I just am,
yes.
like, so drawn to Greece that that's it.
And I'm getting holy. I'm getting holy shivers. You know what? People call them goosebumps. They are not.
Yes.
This
no.
is spirit moving on you, saying what you just said or what you just heard is the truth.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are called holy shivers.
I love that. Wow. Well, thank you for that.
Fun.
Now I've piqued my curiosity and. I can sleep tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't let you go without sharing that.
Well, thank you again, Carol. It's been such a pleasure.
You're very welcome.
Yeah, and thank you to our audience. Thanks for being here. And join us next week. And everybody, I'm going to say good night now. Good night, everybody.
And bless you, Patty.
Bless you, Carol.
Okay,
much
dear.
Love.
Bye now.